This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
I am your host, Patrick Martins. You're listening to a live edition of The Main Course, broadcasting live from Roberta's at Bushwick, Brooklyn, 261 Moore Street. If you haven't been there, you should come. And we actually had someone who had not been there, if that's possible, just visit for the first time this past Friday. His name is Carlo Petrini, and he's the founder of Slow Food. And he and Alice Waters gave a talk to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Slow Food, to talk about the past 25 years, but also the next 25 years. So it was a real honor that they picked the Roberta's Garden as a spot for their talk. You know, they could have gone to National Public Radio, or they could have gone to some place in the city, or Windows on the World. Not Windows on the World. What's a restaurant on top of Rockefeller Center, the Sunshine Room or something. Anyway, that just reopened. They could have chosen any of those places, but they chose to come out to Bushwick, Brooklyn, because they felt that something magical was happening there. So on today's show, we're going to actually listen to a transcript of that talk that was moderated by Aaron Fairbanks and translated by yours truly, Patrick Martins. That was my first job at Slow Food, was to travel around the world with Carlo Petrini and translate for him. So I did that this past Friday. So Aaron Fairbanks, the executive director of Heritage Radio Network, moderated it. I translated it, and questions were posed to Alice and Carlo to talk about 25 years of Slow Food. So in kind of the spirit of the main course, showcasing news and current events and things that happen, are interesting. Sometimes I think the food world it gets a little too self-important and talks about things that are interesting, but only to very few people. Whereas news is part of something much larger, and it's about current events, and everybody kind of follows the news in some way or other. So 25 years of Slow Food, a big conference at Roberta's Restaurant, that is news. So we are going to start to play this transcript, and we're going to listen to the first hour of it, and then for the last half hour, which is also fascinating, you know, you can just log on to the homepage, the news section of the homepage, the top part, and listen to the rest. So we are engineered today by Liz Smith and Jeet. Are you guys still awake, or have you guys fallen fast asleep already?
Oh, no, we're here. We're here with you.
All right, good, good, good. Well, I hope everyone enjoys listening to this, because it was a really fantastic talk, as everyone can attest, the 300 or so people that attended. So thanks for listening, and I will check back in with you right before the end of the show. So we'll roll it, Liz.
I'm Linda Palaccio, host of A Taste of the Past. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
On October 3rd, 2014, heritageradionetwork.org was honored to host two culinary giants in Alice Waters and Carlo Petrini to celebrate 25 years of Slow Food. We proudly present to you the conversation that took place between Carlo and Alice at Roberta's on October 3rd, 2014. The conversation was moderated by Aaron Fairbanks, and Patrick Martins acted as Carlo Petrini's translator. The festivities kicked off with a live performance from singer and musician Lady Moon. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lady Moon, and I am a singer-songwriter. And I come from an African and American traditional background. And I'm going to sing a song for you today. And this song comes from me being a substitute teacher at a school upstate in upstate Hudson, New York. And I was substitute teaching a class, a history class in a high school. And the children were just so distracted. And they weren't focused, and they were just all over the place. And I also went to that school, so I know how it can be. But I was just so frustrated that day, and maybe that's what triggered me to be frustrated about the food that I saw in the cafeteria. And I just had the thought that maybe if the food were different in the cafeteria, then it would change the activity. It would change the focus. It would change the interest in what the children are expressing, how they're expressing. And so then that same day, I wrote the song, and it's called Don't Be Plastic. So if you are what you eat, you better pray before your feast. Read the fine print before you even trust that shit. Now I say, don't be plastic. Carrots, squash, and zucchini too. Tomatoes, cherries, and lima beans. Taking time to nurture my health with this God-given earth and all its well. So if you are what you eat, you better pray before your feast. Read the fine print before you even trust that shit. Now I say,
thank you so much. Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Richard McCarthy. I'm executive director for Slow Food USA. And I have to say, the weather and the space and the people have really collaborated to create such an extraordinary afternoon. I'm so glad to see everyone here. And I'm thrilled that we're able to share with you what I think will be a really interesting and exciting opportunity that 25 years ago, before there was Slow Food, there was this steamroller of industrial progress. And when you think back to 25 years ago at the founding of Slow Food, there wasn't the sort of community. There weren't institutions like Heritage Radio and Roberta's Pizza. And there was a group of individuals, leaders, who had the audacious idea to think of food as something more than fuel, but actually to think of it as community and biodiversity and something that might give us a future. So what we hope to do is discuss what the next 25 years might look like, especially if we can collaborate and pull a holistic food community together. And I'd like to introduce who we've got coming with us today. So Aaron Fairbanks from Heritage Radio. It's an important institution for our ears. And Carlo Petrini, the founder of Slow Food. And Alice Waters, who has taught us that food is not fuel. It's a future for our children. And what is so exciting is that we've got Patrick Martins here of Heritage Foods, who brought Slow Food to the U.S.
Are you guys happy? It's so amazing to look out here and see so many faces I know who are all part of the good food movement. It's something I really feel today, and it's something I feel really lucky to feel every day at the Radio Network, which is those two shipping containers right there, and at Roberta's Pizza. I think there's a real feeling here, a real kind of gut feeling that it's time for a bit of a paradigm shift, that it's time for a new way of thinking and doing things. And we feel it in our gut. You know, you look at the crisis facing the world, energy crisis, environmental crisis, economic crisis, and it's just not working, and we want something different, and that's happening here, and it's happening today, and it's super exciting. So I'm so pleased to have Alice and Carlo and Patrick joining us for this conversation. I kind of think that Alice and Carlo at the beginning were collaborators who maybe didn't know each other in different parts of the world. In 1971, Alice is opening Chez Panisse, a dinner spot with a simple menu, one choice. Alice really followed her gut and ran a restaurant that made sense to her, did what she thought was right, and shared that with the world, and put farmers really at the forefront of the conversation and created the space where providence was the conversation and changed the dining landscape in the U.S. and then revolutionized our America again with the Edible Schoolyard Project. Meanwhile, Carlo in Italy was an activist, a performer, an advocate, a writer in his own way, following his gut, taking those steps towards that moment at the Spanish Steps where he stood up and said no. And much like we are saying today, it's time to do things a little bit different. And he launched the international slow food movement. And here we are in the back of a pizza restaurant 25 years later. And I can't help but thank Patrick, actually, because he's kind of a common thread. Patrick worked with Carlo to bring slow food to the United States. They connected with Alice in Berkeley when she opened a slow food chapter. When I first moved to New York in 2005, Patrick gave me my first job. We delivered pigs illegally in a rented U-Haul around the city. And he would talk about this idea of a radio station, a place that was so necessary to discuss what was really happening in the world and in food, where farmers and chefs and artists and intellectuals could come together and have a real conversation. And then he met the folks at Roberta, the innovative founders here, Brandon Hoy, Carlo Maracci, Chris Perichini, and they said, yes, this space we're sitting in now that was so beautiful was a dirt pit. They would literally do dirt bike rallies through, like, you know, wheels of fire. And the studio was inspired, actually, by Carlo, his radio station, Radio Bra, Red Waves. And it's infused with Alice. There's a greenhouse on our roof that was started with seed money from the Edible Schoolyard Foundation. And it's pretty cool. And 25 years is a pretty big deal, and there's a lot to feel proud of. And so much to celebrate, but I also kind of feel scared. I feel a real sense of urgency to our work, and that's why I'm excited to see so many of you here, because it gives me hope, and it's exciting to see you guys on the stage, because I know with your leadership and all these great people here, we're going to really be able to affect change. I feel like anytime I'm facing a big problem in my life, what makes sense to me is getting smart, passionate people who are workers together, and we'll find solutions, and so hopefully we can do some of that today. So I want to start by asking if you guys can talk a little bit about the difference between the value of food and the price of food.
I'm going to translate.
Innanzitutto, chiedo scusa se non parlo inglese.
Forgive me for not speaking English.
Anche questa è biodiversità.
Not speaking English is also an example of biodiversity.
Sono molto felice di essere qui, questo posto meraviglioso.
This place is awesome, and he's so happy to be here.
E sono felice di essere qui con Alice.
And especially with Alice.
Mi fa un po' effetto che parlare di 25 anni e la domanda di come saranno i prossimi 25 anni.
It's a little emotional to be doing this for 25 years and being asked to explain the next 25 years.
Se va come deve andare,
if it goes like it should go,
saranno 25 anni migliori.
There'll be a better 25 years.
Se aumenta nel mondo la responsabilità,
if responsibility grows,
se aumenta nel mondo il senso profondo che questo sistema alimentare è un sistema criminale.
He says, if we come to the understanding that the current food system is a criminal food system,
e se i giovani avranno il coraggio di portare avanti nuovi paradigmi,
if young people have the courage to bring up new paradigms,
nuove opzioni,
new options,
allora il mondo potrà cambiare in meglio.
Then the next 25 years will change for the better.
Però la battaglia è dura.
It's going to be a tough fight.
Non è semplice.
It's not easy.
Viviamo in un mondo complesso.
We live in a complex world.
Dove questo sistema alimentare è fortemente radicato.
It's a very radical, this new food system.
È un sistema che distrugge l'ambiente.
It destroys the environment.
La fertilità dei suoli.
The fertility of the soil,
la carenza d'acqua,
the water foundation and supply,
le prossime guerre saranno perché mancherà l'acqua.
The next wars are going to take place because of a lack of water.
Già oggi, se vogliamo capire il conflitto Israele-Palestina, è per l'acqua del Rio Giordano.
There it is as an example in Palestine. You know, there is a, it's a water-based issue as well.
Stiamo perdendo biodiversità.
We're losing biodiversity.
Negli ultimi 110 anni abbiamo perso il 75% della biodiversità.
In the past 110 years we've lost 75% of the diversity on the planet.
Specie vegetali, razze animali.
Animals, vegetables.
Savoir-faire.
Know-how.
Tutto perché bisogna produrre di più.
Because always we got to produce more and more.
Bisogna aumentare la produzione.
We have to grow more.
E si distruggono le specie genetiche più semplici, più povere.
The most humble of microorganisms and foods are the ones that suffer with this.
E distruggendo la biodiversità distruggiamo il nostro futuro.
And that's how we destroy our futures, by destroying the biodiversity.
Tutto questo è questo sistema alimentare che vuole questo.
Is this what we want?
Perché deve produrre di più.
That we have to produce more?
Deve costare poco.
That it has to cost nothing?
E il cibo è diventato merce, commodity.
Food is now a merchandise, a commodity.
Commodity. Non c'è più valore.
There's no more pride, valor.
Dietro un cibo c'è il valore di chi l'ha prodotto, di chi ha lavorato.
You know, behind food is the people who produced it.
C'è la storia del territorio.
There's a history of the land.
C'è il savoir-faire.
There is know-how.
Non conta più niente, solo quanto costa.
Just price. None of that other stuff matters now.
Il valore, la differenza tra valore e prezzo è questa.
That is the answer to your question, Aaron. Valor and price.
Siamo tutti concentrati sul prezzo.
We're all concentrated on the price.
E per avere il prezzo basso bisogna produrre di più.
To get the price lower, you got to produce more.
Questo è il disastro.
That's disaster.
Ma è un disastro in tutto il mondo.
Not just here, but everywhere.
Anche nell'Africa in questo momento.
Especially Africa right now.
Perché la più grande vergogna di questo sistema criminale è lo spreco alimentare.
The worst embarrassment with this is the waste of food.
16.000 tonnellate di cibo.
16 tons of food.
Che vengono buttate via.
They get thrown out.
Perché non c'è valore, è solo il prezzo.
Because there's no pride, there's no honor, it's just price.
Se io potessi parlare con mio nonno.
If he could talk with his grandfather.
E voi giovani con i vostri bisnonni.
And with you, if you guys could talk to your great grandparents.
E dire, sai nonno che io vivo in una società dove si spende di più per dimagrire che per mangiare.
And you would tell your great grandfather, do you know I live in a society where people spend more to get thin than to eat? Dieting, you know?
Mio nonno dice, ma sei matto?
Be like, you're an idiot.
Questa è la verità.
That's the truth.
Noi spendiamo di più per dimagrire che per mangiare.
We spend more to get thin than to get fat and nourish ourselves.
Questa è la follia.
That's crazy.
In ogni parte del mondo.
In every part of the world, not just here.
E questo è il sistema che distrugge l'ambiente.
This destroys the environment.
Nel momento in cui.
The moment.
Migliaia di bambini muoiono di fame ancora.
Millions, and this is still in a time when millions of children are dying of hunger every day.
800 milioni di malnutriti nel mondo.
800 million malnourished people.
E 1.600 miliardi che soffre di obesità per ipernutrizione.
And 1.6 billion that suffer from fatness.
Sono le due facce di una stessa medaglia.
Two faces of the same coin.
Questo è il sistema che dobbiamo sconfiggere.
This is what we must defeat.
Questo è il sistema che dobbiamo cambiare.
We must change the system.
Partendo dai nostri comportamenti individuali.
Changing our own personal behaviors.
Non voglio più sprecare cibo.
I don't want to waste food anymore.
Non voglio più aiutare questo tipo di sistema criminale.
I'm not going to collaborate with this criminal system.
E allora bisogna cambiare il paradigma.
So you have to change the paradigm.
Non accumulare, accumulare.
Do not just collect and hoard.
Noi non siamo tutti che vogliono accumulare soldi, denaro, accumulare.
Everyone is hoarding, hoarding money, hoarding everything.
Poi gli prendono uno schioppone e muoiono lì di colpo.
So we were going to die under the weight of our own collecting.
Noi non siamo nati per accumulare.
We're not born to accumulate.
Siamo nati per compartecipare.
We're born to be co-producers and to co-participate.
Per condividere.
To co-divide.
Con le persone che amiamo.
With people we love.
Con la nostra comunità.
With our community.
E con la grande comunità del mondo.
And with the grand community of the world.
La grande fraternità del mondo.
The fraternity of the world.
Questo è perché siamo nati per vivere.
This is why we were born.
Questa è l'essenza della felicità.
This is where true happiness lies.
Chiedono che cos'è la felicità.
What is happiness?
La felicità cambia da una persona all'altra.
It can change from person to person.
e poi non riesci mai a prenderla.
And then it's lost. You can't. It's like herding cats.
Poi dice, oh, sono felice.
Oh, now I'm happy.
E dopo due minuti non sei più felice.
And then all of a sudden you're depressed.
La unica verità nel mondo non è la felicità.
La unica
verità nel mondo non è la felicità.
The one truth in life is not happiness.
L'unica verità è la sofferenza.
The real truth is suffering.
Tutti, o prima o dopo, soffriamo.
Okay, everyone's going to come around to suffering at some point.
E allora dove sta la felicità?
So where is happiness then?
Sta nel lottare contro la sofferenza.
It's fighting against suffering.
Lottare contro la sofferenza personale.
Fighting against your personal suffering.
Lottare contro la sofferenza delle persone che amo.
Fighting against suffering for the people you love.
Lottare per la sofferenza della mia comunità.
Stopping suffering for his community.
Lottare contro le grandi sofferenze del mondo.
And all the great sufferings around the world.
Questa è la felicità.
That's happiness.
Questo è il paradigma.
This is a paradigm.
E io sono convinto che questa straordinaria assemblea.
He's convinced that this extraordinary assembly
è profondamente convinta di questo paradigma.
Is profoundly convinced of this paradigm of which he speaks.
E il cibo è uno strumento.
Food is an instrument.
Il cibo ci aiuta.
It's going to help.
Il cibo è energia per la vita.
It's energy of life.
Allora io devo dividere il cibo.
So he has to divide that energy up.
Dargli valore al cibo.
Honor it.
E non tutto questo spettacolo di gastronomia.
Not any fireworks of gastronomy.
In tutto il mondo accendi la televisione, c'è qualcuno con la padella che parla.
He's like, you can't go anywhere in the world without turning the TV on and someone's cooking with the pan.
Bla bla bla. Questa non è gastronomia.
This is not enogastronomia.
È una parte della gastronomia.
It's a part of it.
10%.
10%.
Il resto è agricoltura.
The rest is agriculture.
Zootecnia.
Technology.
Zootecnia.
Zoology. Zootechnics.
È quello che fai tu quando vendi maiali. Quello che fai tu quando vendi maiali.
He says, as a pig farmer, as a pig distributor, you should know that word.
E biologia.
Biology.
E fisica e chimica.
Physics, chemistry.
Perché quando io uso il fuoco e taglio gli alimenti faccio la fisica e chimica.
Because when he cuts food and heats it, he is doing physics and chemistry.
Ma la gastronomia è anche antropologia.
It's also anthropology.
Storia.
History.
Economia.
Economy.
Economia politica.
Political economy.
Basta con questa gastronomia delle padelle.
Stop with your cooks, your pans and your pots.
Questo è il concetto della gastronomia.
That's gastronomy.
E con questo concetto diamo valore al cibo.
And with this vision we give honor to food.
Non solo money.
Not just money.
Basta.
Alice, I want to ask you a different question. I know this quote from Stan Lee from Spider-Man. Some of you may know it from Voltaire or St. Luke, but with great power comes great responsibility. And when we think about our world leaders, President Obama, Pope Francis, Angela Merkel, Aliko Dangote, who do you want to have an audience with, and what do you want to talk to them about? What do you want to tell them?
Ooh, I think Carlo and I both want to have an audience with the Pope. You know, you probably do know that he got a telephone call when I was in Italy just about a year ago on his cell phone. And the Pope, Carla couldn't quite believe it was the Pope, and until he started speaking in the dialogue dialect of the Piedmont, and all of a sudden, it was. And they had a meeting of the minds and believed that it was connecting the small farmers of the world that could feed the world. At least that's how I understood it. We had a beautiful translation at the American Academy in Rome of an article that was written in La Repubblica in Italy, and it was so beautiful, that conversation, that we made a plan to go up and look at the Vatican lands in Rome and see where a garden might be planted, sort of in the spirit of Michelle Obama. And I couldn't, we had this little feeling as we walked through that somehow the Pope might come out of his house and say hello. And we definitely chose, I mean, it's so prepared, really, for gardens up there, because there's land that has a watering system and trees, but it's just grass. And I thought we kept looking and choosing, but I think really that the Pope does have a big vision of the land, and I think that slow food globally needs to encourage him and support him. It was a beautiful thing when Obama brought seeds from the White House garden and gave them as a gift to the Pope. Now that was the last time I really saw Obama smile. I haven't seen him smile really pretty much since he was elected. And it's a very sad thing that has happened. And I wish he could understand that we don't live in a democracy when only 37% of the people in this country vote. That's not a democracy. So I think what we need to do is go back to public education, go back to the public school system, which is really, as Gloria Steinem says, our last truly democratic institution. It's a place where we can reach every child in this country. Okay? So I guess the person that I want to meet and talk to and give this message to is the most powerful person to change public education in America. Now, I know Kennedy made a big change when he insisted that that physical education be part of the core curriculum in every school in America, and that the kids would get credit for taking it. Every kid had to be physically fit for the new frontier. Okay? So I imagine that edible education could come into the public school system, and every kid could get credit for eating it. So the idea would be to have a criteria for the buying of food for the schools that would insist that food came locally and sustainably. And then every child would eat for free as part of public education. For free. Because if they don't eat for free, only the kids who are predisposed to take it will eat it. And the kids who need it the most won't. So it has to be a class, an academic subject. It has to be for everyone, That's the place of equity in this country. And when you edibly educate kids, and you begin when they're little, when they grow up, they have a different set of values. They have a set of slow food values. And they believe that it's important to go and place their vote and be part of the democracy, of the group of people that helps to make the decision of how we're going to live together. So that's not a real answer about who, quite, in this country. I guess it's Obama. He could have a decree, a presidential decree. I'm still working on that.
Well, I thought you might talk about schools and school lunches. And I had reached out to Carissa Confrey, who is a kindergarten teacher at the Girls Prep on the Lower East Side Elementary School in the Julia Child class, and I asked her to ask her kindergartners to talk a little bit about food and eating. And she wrote and said, well, you know, mostly they talked about sweets and healthy foods they like. They talked about things they don't like to eat but have to. But mostly what they talked about is that they're not in charge of what they eat. Dakota, a student, said, I would eat apples every day if I could. Lanice said, my mom doesn't want me to eat salad dressing, and I really want to try it. Amina said, I have to eat vegetables, but I don't like to. Juliana said, it makes me feel sad that I can't get ice cream when I want. And Gabrielle said, you eat for lunch, and you eat in school. And Carlo, I wanted to ask you about this. You know, kids aren't in charge of what they eat. So who is, and what is this kind of curriculum, this effort of teaching, look like? Who's responsible?
Beh, innanzitutto lasciatemi dire una cosa, che voi americani siete molto fortunati perché avete Alice.
You Americans are very lucky because you have Alice Waters.
E devo dire che per me Alice è sempre stata una fonte di ispirazione.
She is a fountain of inspiration.
La vedi tutta lì tranquilla, piccola, piccola.
She seems all, you know, passive and tranquil, but...
Ma ha una forza grandissima.
She's a force of nature.
E io, quando l'ho conosciuta...
When he met her...
Non c'erano ancora i mercati contadini.
They were not farmers markets yet.
I primi farmer market ho visitati con lei.
The first farmers markets in America and that he visited were here with her.
In Europa i mercati contadini c'erano dal Medioevo.
In Europe they've existed since medieval times.
Le hanno passate i commercianti.
They passed it off to merchants.
Non ci sono più i contadini.
Now there's no farmers there anymore, it's just the middlemen.
Nello stesso momento negli Stati Uniti aumentavano i mercati contadini.
Here, on the other hand, these farmers' markets were growing.
Adesso ci sono tutti i mercati contadini.
Now there are all these farmers' markets.
E in Europa li vogliono ricostruire.
And now in Europe they're like, oh, we got to go back to that.
E sapete come li vogliono chiamare?
And you know what they want to call them?
Non in italiano. Non in francese.
Not in Italian or French.
Farmer market. Questa è la forza di questa donna.
Damn, this was a one powerful lady.
E il cibo biologico.
And organic food.
E che insistere su questo discorso del cibo biologico.
She's very insistent on that.
E il discorso degli orti nelle scuole.
And gardens in schools.
Quest'anno in Italia Slow Food ha aperto 500 orti nelle scuole.
This year Slow Food opened 500 school gardens in Italy.
E siamo impegnati a aprirne 10.000 in Africa.
And their goal is 10,000 gardens in Africa.
E si aprono 10.000 orti.
10,000.
Che danno da mangiare a scuole con più di 1.000 bambini.
Some of these schools feeding as many as 1,000 kids.
che mangiano meno a pranzo.
At least they're going to eat a good lunch.
Queste sono le idee.
These are ideas.
Allora mi chiedi, i bambini non hanno coscienza di quello che mangiano. La domanda, no?
Yeah, Aaron implied that some of these kids don't know exactly what they're eating or can't control it.
They don't have control. Yeah.
Che non hanno. Ma primo responsabili i genitori.
First guilt people are the parents.
Papà e mamma.
Mamma e papà.
Assolutamente. E poi arriva la comunità.
Then after them comes the community.
E arriva la scuola.
And school.
E questa idea di realizzare Edible School e di realizzare cultura alimentare nella scuola.
And this project.
È fondamentale in questo momento storico.
Is fundamental at this point in history.
Nella società contadina.
In the farmer's life.
La trasmissione del sapere avveniva da mamma in figlia, da padre in figlio.
Knowledge was passed down from parents to kids and from those kids to the next generation.
La cultura del cibo era una cultura assolutamente naturale.
It was very, very natural passing.
Nel frattempo, la società contadina è finita.
In the meantime, farmers were dying out.
È arrivata la società industriale.
Industry came.
Adesso siamo nella società post-industriale.
Now we're post-industrial.
Adesso comunichiamo con tutto il mondo.
This is high technology, that stands for high technology.
E non abbiamo più cultura alimentare.
And we've lost our food culture in the meantime.
Dobbiamo ricostruire il cordone umbilicale.
We have to reconstruct our umbilical cord.
Perché il cordone umbilicale della cultura alimentare è stato tagliato.
Because it's been snipped.
I bambini in Europa prendono 3 ore al giorno di pubblicità televisiva.
Kids in Europe are watching 3 hours a day of advertisements.
Questa è la cultura alimentare che diamo ai bambini.
This is the culture of food that we're giving the kids.
Che assorbono questa pubblicità.
That absorb all this stuff.
L'altro giorno in Italia è uscita una pubblicità che voglio descriverla quanto è perversa.
He wants to describe exactly the perverseness of this one particular ad he saw a couple of days ago.
Voi sapete che in tutto il mondo la cultura, il nostro gusto, il senso del gusto ci è stato trasmesso dalle nonne.
He said for a long time the transmission of taste and taste buds and taste knowledge comes from the grandmothers.
Non dalle mamme.
Not from the mothers.
La nonna.
The grandmother.
Perché quando tu devi mangiare il pomodoro che c'ha quella pellicina e non vuoi mangiarlo.
Because when there's that little piece of skin on the tomato that you don't want to eat.
La nonna con calma ti gira il pomodoro.
It was the grandmother that would quietly stir it and eat it, make it edible.
È un atto d'amore.
That was an act of love.
È un atto d'amore. Il primo atto d'amore delle nonne.
The first act of love that people experience is from the grandmothers in this respect.
Cucinare è un atto d'amore.
Cooking is an act of love.
Il cibo, nella sua essenza, è il più grande atto d'amore.
Food itself is the greatest act of love.
Quando nasciamo, usciamo dal ventre materno.
When we come out of the mommy's stomach.
Stomaco, dal ventre materno.
Yes, from the. Okay, yeah, you get it.
Quando usciamo.
I've never given birth, so.
Non vediamo.
We don't see at that time.
Non sentiamo.
We can't hear.
La prima cosa che facciamo.
First thing we do.
Le mammelle della mamma. La prima cosa.
Is we look for the breast.
Questo è il primo atto d'amore.
That's the first act of love.
La mamma che dà il latte, il primo atto d'amore.
That's the first act of love, the mother giving her milk.
E la nonna dopo cucina.
And the grandmother is cooking.
E noi ci formiamo il gusto.
And we formulate taste.
Che è diverso da paese a paese.
That's different from country to country.
Allora in Italia hanno fatto questa pubblicità.
So this is the ad.
C'è una famiglia.
There's a family.
E tutti la nonna dice ai, ai figli e ai nipoti, andate a mangiare al ristorante.
And the grandmother says, go kids, go eat in a restaurant.
Io sto a casa.
I'll stay at home.
Allora loro partono, vanno tutti al ristorante.
So the kids follow what they're supposed to do.
Però il ristorante era chiuso.
But the restaurant is closed.
Nello stesso tempo la nonna a casa.
Same time the grandmother meanwhile at house.
Cucinava un piatto di prodotti industriali.
Was cooking some industrial crap.
E la mangiava con gusto.
And she was eating it with gusto.
Era, ha mandato i figli in un ristorante chiuso.
The grandmother sends the kids to a closed restaurant.
E lei ha mangiato il prodotto industriale.
And she was eating industrial crap.
È una nonna fascista.
That's a fascist grandmother.
Però attenzione, attenzione. Qual è il messaggio da codificare?
What is the message there to codify?
Quel piatto industriale.
That industrial plate.
Che piaceva alla nonna.
That liked, that the grandmother liked.
È buono.
Is good.
Un bambino che vede quello dice, ah, è buono.
Oh, that must be good. The grandmother's eating it.
È la decodificazione del messaggio.
And that's the decodification of the message.
Se piace alla nonna è buono.
Yeah, if that's what you're supposed to take. If the grandmother likes it, it must be good.
3 ore al giorno di pubblicità.
3 hours of this a day.
Non un'ora a scuola di educazione alimentare.
Meanwhile, not 1 hour of education about these issues at school.
Questa idea dell'educazione alimentare è fondamentale in tutte le parti del mondo.
This is fundamental food education every school in the world.
E dove i bambini, gli studenti devono mangiare durante l'orario scolastico?
And wherever they need to be eating during their school time.
Anche il cibo è educazione.
Food itself is education.
Anche il cibo è amore.
It's also love.
Anche il cibo è condivisione.
It's dividing, sharing.
Questa idea è fantastica.
That's a fantastic idea.
È sua, eh?
That's all ours.
È sua. Per questo che io penso che oggi non c'è molta differenza tra Europa e il mondo. Ormai tutti siamo, viviamo in una società globalizzata.
Tutti mondo e paese. He says we live in a global world. The differences between countries is not as big as we think.
E i messaggi come questi, educazione alimentare sono importantissimi.
These are very important messages.
All right. Well, you can hear more about doing school gardens, and what Carlos' point with that is the students learn about school gardening at school, and then they come home and their parents make them a pasta sauce, and the kids say, "Why are you making pasta sauce? Tomatoes aren't in season." So it's a great talk. I recommend everyone listening listen to it. I recommend everyone continue to listen to their favorite shows on Heritage Radio Network, as well as to the news shows on the homepage, which is a platform for the hosts. And thank you very much for listening, and we will be back next week with another episode and another full week of shows on the Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.